Stay tuned for Up Front Soul. In your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I am your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. And in these cold and dark days of winter, we turn like plants to the sun toward the warming light of funk, soul, and jazz. We're gonna heat it up real good right now with Jimmy Radcliffe. From Where There's Smoke, There's Fire, I'm your special fool.
Game, little love, the game, and I
Rocafort label. They brought you Fox in a Miniskirt last week. This time, Sylvan Mark talking about Soul Part 1. Anna Ray in the middle with Anna's Thing. And we started the set with Jimmy Radcliffe, I'm Your Special Fool, from Where There's Smoke, There's Fire. Truer words were never spoken, Jimmy. At the very top of the hour, Joan Armatrade, Back to the Night, from the album of the same name. I'm Sanguine Fromage. It's my honor to be bringing the tunes to your party. If there's anything you'd like to hear on Upfront Soul, drop me a line at upfrontsoul@gmail.com. I've had some really lovely requests, which I'll be getting to a little later. But right now, a set going out to the Thomas Hardy fan club, especially those reading the Mayor of Casterbridge right now. It's Dyke and the Blazers. This one puts me in mind of Michael Henchard subduing the Funky Bull, parts 1 and 2.
Just for you. Notice pain, Lord have
Camille Bob wrapping up our Thomas Hardy set there, also known as Little Bob, with I Got Loaded, going out to the fallen Michael Henchard. Dyke and the Blazers with Funky Bull Parts 1 and 2 began our musical exploration of the Mayor of Casterbridge. I'm Sanguine Fromage, host of Upfront Soul, and now for something completely different, I suggest you relax your mind and assume a receptive attitude as we join Mal Waldron on keys, Jimmy Jackson on Mellotron with Embryo, Radio Marrakesh, Orient Express.
We'll be right back.
Moondog there, Snake Bite Rattle. Before that, Embryo featuring Mal Waldron, one of my favorites and inspirations, and Jimmy Jackson on Mellotron with Radio Marrakesh Orient Express. You can find that on Steig Aus. Next on Upfront Soul, we're going to get in touch with our animal natures, starting out with the great Cab Calloway, sending this one up to my Graham, the Viper's Drag.
Story about a friend of mine from out in the Midwest. He's a tall, handsome guy, and Jack, he really knows how to dress. He wears nothing but the best at no times that money can buy. I've watched him so often pay as high as $100 just for one necktie. He was something to look at when he came on the scene. Jack, that cat was clean. He used to change his vines at least 7 times a day. And what he paid for them, Jim wasn't he. Like one vine alone, cost the cat $3,000. And he had 2 $50,000 rings. And he wore one on each hand. Jack, that cat was clean. When Bobo walked down the street, he'd sweep the average woman right off her feet. And another thing I like about her, Jim, that cat was built. And the shirt she wore cost a grand a piece, handmade out of pure Japanese silk. Jack, that cat was clean. He had cool black hair and his teeth was white as snow. The chicks used to scream when Bobo walked in the door. He'd sometimes smile and give the girls a wink. And the top coat he was wearing was hand-stitched, fur-lined, out of pure genuine. Jack, that cat was clean. He had a pair of shoes, I had never seen a pair like that. And what he used to wear with them was a pair of silk slacks, cost him 7 bills, and a $500 genuine Panama hat. Jack, that cat was clean. The gloves he wore must have cost him $800 a pair, and he had a pair to match everything that he'd wear. And every time he went out, I don't care when, you'd always see him wearing that $70,000 stick pin. Jack, that cat was clean. I got a long-distance call late yesterday. Yeah, you guessed it all right. It was from Bobo. And he said he just bought a jet and he was headed this way. So here's a tip to all you so-called playboys with them fine creatures. You better get them out of sight before Bobo comes on the scene. Because the way that cat dresses Jim and with his dough, if he hit on one of them, ain't no way in the world she can say no. Because that cat will be clean, clean, clean. Ooh-wee! That cat will be clean.
Did you hurt me? Come on now.
Wrapping up our tribute to the Animal Kingdom with Rufus Thomas doing the funky penguin. The mysterious Dr. Horse with Jack, that cat was clean. And we started the set with Cab Calloway. Check out the transcendent obscenity of that horn in the Viper's drag. Time for one more full set here on Upfront Soul, the first hour. We're going to hear from Gil Scott-Heron from his album Moving Target, Washington, D.C.
Symbols of democracy pinned up against the coast. Our house of bureaucracy surrounded by a moat. Citizens of poverty are barely out of sight. The overlords escape near evening, the people on the night. Morning brings the tourists, staining eyes and rubber necks. Perhaps a glimpse of the cowboy making the world a nervous wreck. It's a massive irony for all the world to see. It's the nation's capital, it's Washington, D.C. Nation's capital, it's the nation's capital, it's the nation's capital, it's Washington, D.C. May not have the glitter or the glamour of L.A. May not have the history or the intrigue of Bombay. When it comes to making music and showing up making news, people who just don't make sense and people making do. Seems a ball of contradictions pulling different ways between the folks who come and go and the ones who got to stay. It's a massive irony for all the world to see. It's the nation's capital, it's Washington, D.C. It's the nation's capital. It's the nation's capital. It's the nation's capital. It's Washington, D.C. Seems to me it's been a lifetime. Leave a night up on 14th Street. Make me feel it's always the right time. Cause them people showed up in loving me. It didn't make the one. Second to none. It's the nation's capital. It's the nation's capital. It's the nation's capital. It's Washington, D.C. The symbols of democracy pinned up against the coast. The outhouse of bureaucracy surrounded by a moat. Citizens of poverty are barely out of sight. The overlords escape near evening, the people on the night. Morning come and bring the tourists painting rubber necks. Perhaps a glimpse of the cowboy making the world a nervous wreck. It's a massive irony for all the world to see. It's the nation's capital, it's Washington, D.C. Say, it's the nation's capital. Nation's capital is the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Say, it's the capital, got you feeling capital, the punishment is capital, in Washington, D.C., you know, it's the nation's capital, it's the nation's capital, punishment is capital, in Washington, D.C. Say, it's the capital. We'll be right back.
Commodores, their Rise Up. Joe Baton covering Gil Scott Heron's The Bottle. We heard La Botella. That's on his anthology. And we heard from Gil Scott Heron himself with Washington, D.C. on Moving Target, sending that out to Johanna. All right. David wanted to hear some Al Green and also some Mojo Nixon. We'll get to the Mojo Nixon next hour. I figured we'd mix it up a little bit, and since he retracted the Al Green request, we're going to hear a different Al Green, Stop and Check Myself, from Backup Train.
Make a new start. Some.